Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Wrestling vs. the World podcast. If you all enjoy your day, sweet. If not, what the hell ever. It is time for a change here for once. Today, it is time to talk about the WWF / WWE special that happened with Fear Factor. Yes, the old show where you got three stunts. You must complete them all to win at the end. There are eliminations, and it's all a test of your mental and physical state on whether or not you can accomplish all these fear-inducing tasks. So back in early 2002, this all went down. Six participants. The Hardy Boys, both Matt and Jeff. Test, Mighty Molly, Lita, and Jacqueline. So three men, three women. All six of them take part in this for charity. Winning charity gets $50,000, and then everybody else gets $10,000 each for their charities. So for some reason, they were like getting the shower. Everybody's coming down the pier and everything. You got to do like these profile like videos where it's just like, hey, here's me, here's my name, my city, and my signature move. And for some reason, everybody's topless, including the women, which feels weird, especially seeing Molly Holly do that. I don't get it. So like I said, there are three stunts that happen in this show. You're eliminated if you either refuse to do the stunt or if you completely fail to accomplish whatever the stunt is. So the first stunt we got, the competitors must climb a ladder into a helicopter over water while it spins in the air to cause turbulence for the climbers. So Lita gets drawn first and tests down your abilities. Oh, she's going in the water. While claiming that he can win. Well, Lita ascends and she uses the technique of using her legs to help propel herself up instead of just using her arms the whole time. And she completes the challenge in a minute 55. So that's a good start. Molly Holly enters second, even though she's stating that she can't swim. But she manages to complete her climb in a minute 27. Because, I mean, Lita did struggle at first using her arms, so she had to use her legs after that. And Molly also adapted that leg strategy as well, so people are catching on. Third competitor was Jacqueline, and she enters the helicopter at a time of a minute 33. So because Lita and the female side got the slowest time, unfortunately, Lita was the one eliminated from the first round. And now we got to get on to the men's side. Matt Hardy is the first man, or the fourth overall entrant, and he nails a time of a minute one. Yes, 1 minute, 1 second, the fastest time out of everybody there. Now, fifth entrant, you got Jeff. Everybody's banging, oh, this is going to be a cakewalk for him. This man's a daredevil, he's agile, he's insane. And he gets so close to reaching the top of the ladder, but he loses his grip at a minute 20 and hits the water. So Jeff gets eliminated. Massive shame. And then Test, even though he's still kind of guaranteed to be in the next round, he's still got to take the challenge. And he gets the slowest time of 2 minutes 17 seconds, but the point was he still had to survive. He did so, so that means he advances to the next round. So, women, we got Mighty Molly, aka Molly Holly. She was still Mighty Molly at the time they were doing this episode. And Jacqueline, and for the men's side, you got Matt Hardy and Test. Awesome. Now you get to stunt number 2. They go into this risque-looking club, which has got a craps table. Things are about to get nasty. It's because you have three dice that are on the table that will determine what concoction of three ingredients will be blended together for a drink. Seven foods, three drinks, 2 minute time limit. You must drink your drink within 2 minutes in order to advance. And no, I will not be naming the items on the dice. So you don't have to unplug, like, plug yours or anything. I'm not going to say what's in the concoctions. I'm going to spare you all that. I didn't even take notes of it. So the first one to be entering would be Molly. And unfortunately, she can't complete the drink. They estimated she took like half an inch of a drink. She's like, nah. And she just refused to keep going until the time limit ran out. It's just too much for her. So then Jacqueline rolls second. And she nails it. No hesitation. Like, she took some time to stop and gulp everything. But she didn't be like, oh, this is nasty. Oh, I can't complete it. She powered right on through. When people say this is that Jacqueline is a tough woman, they're not kidding. Like, golly. Then Tess, the first of the men to roll into here. And he, after taking a small sip, he's just like, nah, completely backs out. So even a small sip, he's just like, nope, can't do it. So Test forfeits completely, and he's eliminated. And then Matt, he's already guaranteed to go through, but they're like, yeah, you're still going to have to take a drink. And while making a big mess all over his face, because like he's just like gulp everywhere, Matt pretty much drank his drink no problem. He's like, delicious. He's like, may I have another? So yeah, he's getting it all over his face and everything, but he still completes the drink without any problems, so it's just like, golly. I don't know how Matt was raised and everything like that, but to survive a drink like that and not even act like it's bad or anything, probably because he maybe had the best combination of stuff in there, but still, I mean, props to him for that. So now that means we're down to two for the final stunt. On the men's side, you got Matt Hardy, and the women's side, you got Jacqueline. So the final contest here, you have multiple poles out in the middle of a forest, like, area. Short pole all the way to a tall pole. Each competitor on their own must grab one individual flag on the shortest pole, land all the way on top of the tallest pole, and then, like, so completely stand on it, and attach the flag there, go back, and get the next flag. So it's got to be one flag at a time, journey back and forth, one at a time for all this, while it's raining. And these aren't, like, standard poles. They're made out of wood and everything, so wood logs and everything like that. But yeah, go from shortest pole to tallest pole, carrying one flag at a time from shortest to tallest, and going back and forth and everything with rain. The only way to get eliminated is if you surrender. So even if you fall off, you can climb back up the shortest pole and keep on going. So Matt draws first, and he gets the first flag and makes it. So first flag done. Then he gets the second flag, and he ends up falling three times in a row while being on that last pole. But the third time as he's falling, he manages to attach the second flag. So it still technically counts. Climbs back up the pole, gets the third flag, finally getting it, putting it on the last pole, and jumping off for a time of 7 minutes 8 seconds. So, I mean, that's pretty good, even with, like, those obstacles. Only fell off three times. Now, you notice something's going to be wrong here, because Jacqueline, they're getting prepped, like, for her to get all harnessed and everything. You could tell she's shaking. She's not easy about this. And as soon as she gets up there, she grabs one flag, tries to step onto the second pole, and she just completely surrenders. Like, and this was within, like, 30 seconds of her time limit starting. She's like, nope, can't do it. And she's just constantly arguing back and forth with Joe Rogan, and Matt Hardy was there on the ground, everything. They even run into the rain area just to try to, like, encourage her to keep going. She's like, nope, not happening. So clearly, the fear of heights had kicked in, and also the rain eventually got mascara into her eyes, so it's burning and everything. So she's like, yeah, there's no way she can do it. So at 2 minutes 20 seconds, she's completely given up via forfeit. Matt wins, and therefore his charity of choice, which was the American Cancer Society, gets $50,000. And like I said, everybody else has got $10,000. So that's $100,000 total given out to charity within this whole competition. And my God, Matt, if you've never heard about how crazy, like, Matt Hardy can be, going back on this episode can prove it to you. Because like I said, the first stunt got the fastest time climbing the ladder, completely outdoing his brother, who didn't, like I said, did not complete it. Drank the drink without any problems, which is like a surprise. And he climbed the poles and succeeded in 7 minutes. But now, like I said, if you're going to watch this episode, make sure you don't have a weak stomach because of the different items that are done in stunt number two. Like I said, that's why I'm not listing the items, because I don't want to gross anybody out while listening to this. Like I said, if you've got a weak stomach, this is not going to be the episode for you, especially, like I said, with the second stunt. And everything else, maybe. But in terms of, like, if you're squeamish or anything like that, avoid it. So, anyway, let me know in the comment section below. Have you ever seen this WWF/WWE Fear Factor special back when it aired in 2002? Or even since then? I know it's online and everything, albeit not in the best video quality. But you know what? It's better than not having it at all. So, anyway, if you enjoyed today's episode, folks, please remember to leave a like, subscribe to the bell, turn on your listens on YouTube, or follow if you're listening to this podcast on any other service that this podcast is available on. And I'll catch you all in the next episode. Thanks for listening, folks. Like, comment, subscribe. Peace out. Hang it, everybody.